Steve was an orchestrator, stuck between the streets and that corporate paper, selling coke to co-workers at the coffee maker. Kept a small container under the desk at Goldman Sachs, trying to meet the goals his manager set. His word is bond, he was a man of respect and money making Manhattan. He had to learn how to manage the stress. See his connect, had him blackmailed, was making a six-figure salary. Why would he risk going to jail? Trying to break the stereotypes of a black male. Three kids, a beautiful wife, you about to see for yourself. The same connect was from a Mexican cartel. Not for the frail hearted, they just want to sell product. See, he was dibbling, dabbling, supplying several buildings in his neighborhood. Had to deal with drama, but the pay was good. Under the table, straight cash, no tax forms. He put his cousin on to move packs for him. That kid was like a savage, used to keep an axe on him. Till the day they lined him up with a few racks on him. Shot him in the head, broad day, lay dead. That bullet was meant for Steve, and the rumors start to spread. Don't get it twisted, Steve was educated, had degrees, and the game was getting too deep. He knew he had to leave. Freelance accountant, took his resume to job fairs. He knew the rep for Goldman Sachs when he got there. Omega Psi brothers from his Morgan State days. They used to run trains, get drunk, and play spades. But that night, a chick was crying, embarrassed all of a sudden. She was with it at first, and then she wasn't. They stopped asking her if she aight though. She told him that she peeped the man filming him from outside the window. What a psycho. He was gone by the time they looked, crying hysterically while he's sitting there shook. Have you ever made a pact with the devil? You do one thing, he'll take it to another level. Then it keep getting deeper and deeper. You gotta give something up, you know the procedure. Have you ever made a pact with the devil? You do one thing, he'll take it to another level. Then it keep getting deeper and deeper. You gotta give something up, you know the procedure. 7 years later, Jimmy from the cartel gave him a call cause he wanted him to sell. Ain't hard to tell, had plans to infiltrate the rich side of town. He was pinched by the pound, his proposal was way out of bounds. He knew Steve was done.
I got the footage, I could release that whenever.
Steve knew he could lose his job, worse maybe prison. Being a sole provider for his lady and his children, he kept selling, tried to keep it low key. His colleagues had no idea he was a triple OG. Bought a $20 million insurance policy for extra protection on his life. He knew about the streets, white collar worker, double dipping, making dollars at work on some Kabbalah type entrepreneur. Left late one night, he drove his car up the FDR, stressed and all, he was beat. All of a sudden felt peace, was a lefty, took a right with his off hand. Took the exit, then his car flew off the ramp. His body was mutilated and escaped from the life that he lived. Left $20 million to his wife and his kids.
We have confirmed your DUA.
When this crash happened, the fire was so big, witnesses raced to put it out with fire extinguishers, but they simply could not. And now this, a crash site turned into a memorial.
Have you ever made a pact with the devil? You do one thing, he'll take it to another level. Then it keep getting deeper and deeper. You gotta give something up, you know the procedure. Have you ever made a pact with the devil? You do one thing, he'll take it to another level. Then it keep getting deeper and deeper. You gotta give something up, you know the procedure.